With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is October's Very Owned, a podcast where we talk about and maybe lightly roast Drake, the rapper Drake.
The Six God.
This is Dan Ozzie from Noisby. With me is my colleague, Eric Sunderman. I said colleague, not friend. I don't want people thinking that we're friends.
Yeah, we're not friends, but we're coming together under one cause, which is to talk about Drake.
Right. And Drizzy. For that, I will go down with you into the mists of Avalon.
What are we going to talk about today?
Drake. Yeah, in case you've never heard of this podcast, the idea is every single day in October, we talk about Drake for a half an hour. For me, I feel like that's more than I normally talk about Drake. For you, I feel maybe less than you actually.
Well, I talk about Drake frequently, but I think about Drake a lot. Drake is one of my favorite artists. I'm just going to say it.
It's cool to call him an artist.
Yeah, he's an artist.
If somebody says rapper, we should ban them.
Yeah, no more calling Drake a rapper.
Yeah,
only
he's an artist. Mm-hmm. He like paints and shit.
Yeah.
He's like a Renaissance man.
Right.
So we're closing out our first week with this episode. It'll be Saturday when this airs. And it won't be the final Saturday in this series, of course. There are how many Saturdays in a month? Nine?
Four.
10.
I think it's 4.
Like 20.
Damn. I think there's 6.
Sometimes there are more, and sometimes it depends if there's a leap year or a regular year. Eric, why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
I think there's 4 Saturdays.
Sometimes. But sometimes.
Sometimes there's 5.
Sometimes Y is a vowel. Well, this being our first Saturday episode, we figured we should talk about. Spend this episode talking about what Drake does with his Saturdays. It's the Sabbath, if you're a Jewish, of the Jewish faith, which he is half of.
Drake is half
of. So this is like half of a Sabbath for him.
Sure. Yeah.
Half Sabbath is a good Black Sabbath cover band name.
That Drake is the front man for.
Yeah. With us for this episode, we have my coworker and friend. Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify, unlike you, who's strictly a coworker. This guest is my coworker and friend. Mm-hmm. He's a slash friend.
Yes.
Okay. Rob McRae, who you may know from Twitter as Young Costanza. Did I out you?
No.
Okay.
No. I've been out. You've
been out
the Twitter closet. Is that a weird thing to say? Probably weird. We might have to edit that out. People have seen me. People know I. People have seen me. I exist.
And what do you do?
Oh, I'm the social producer for Viceland.
What's that?
Viceland is our cable channel, if you didn't know. It's a very important channel. It's probably high up on your dials. It's probably like channel 580 or something.
Yeah.
But
you might
really
be watching it right now on this Saturday.
Yeah.
Why would somebody be watching a TV show and
actually,
listen to a podcast?
This is a hard transition, but I heard a rumor that Drake watches Viceland. And that's not a joke. That's a thing that I heard.
Can
and
we
I don't know
air
if I get
his podcast on on Viceland? Maybe they can animate
we'll
it.
We'll talk to him.
Drake, are you listening right now?
Is Drake listening
Drake,
yet? I don't know.
You got to come on this podcast.
Drake.
You got to come on.
You love Viceland.
We will put the podcast on Viceland somehow. If you just come on. Just come on the show.
Just come on the show, Drake.
Who better to talk about Drake than Drake?
Yeah, we know that. So what are we talking about today, Dan?
Drake.
No, I know that, but specifically...
We're talking about what his Saturdays look like. Because obviously, like, he's not a regular person. that, you know, goes to Whole Foods on a Saturday, makes like a Home Depot run. Or maybe he is. I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about. Right. I figure our esteemed guest, Rob, should kick this conversation off. Rob, it's Saturday. Drake's just waking up. Where does he go from there?
I think Drake is a morning person, first of all. So I think he gets up like fairly early for a Saturday, maybe around 10 or so.
What gives you that impression? I don't get that at all.
He just seems like he's on the ball. Like, I don't know. I know he goes out a lot and he's like partying and he has this image, but I just feel like he's like deep down, he's like kind of a responsible guy. He feels like he has things he needs to get done.
He's one of those guys who posts the Instagrams that are like, you know, get up and hashtag rise and grind, hashtag rise and grind.
Hashtag
rise
and grind.
Yeah. Hashtag get after it, you know, like hashtag lions get up at, I don't know.
I don't know about that last one, but I think Drake's a morning person too. I mean, he's a politician. Like, he's a nice guy who's getting his things done.
He's busy. Does Drake never sleep in, not even on a Saturday? Well, on his half Sabbath?
I bet he's nocturnal.
Owls are nocturnal. I don't know if that's a clue to how Drake spends
his... Stay woke.
Yeah, stay woke. Never forget the owl imagery. It's very important in the Drake lore.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. So you're conceding that he's a morning person.
Yep.
So he's up. What time do you think he's up?
Probably no later than 10.
Toronto time.
10 Toronto time.
I like how you think 10 makes you a morning person.
I mean,
like,
for a Saturday, especially if he's gone out the night before, I feel like 10 is a very responsible, reasonable.
Okay.
It's morning still.
I wouldn't call him a morning person, but okay, he wakes up at 10. I think I would agree with that.
So he's up?
He's up. He wakes up. First of all, what's the setting? Where is he waking up? What is he?
He wakes up wherever he is.
Yeah.
Gets on his walkie-talkie and calls down for some cereal. That's definitely what he does, because he mentions that in a song, that he uses a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage.
Yeah, I would get a bev with a walkie-talkie, too.
Our coworker slash Trey would argue probably that cereal is a type of beverage.
Yeah.
So
here we are.
He gets on his walkie-talkie, and he asks for a cereal. I'm not sure what kind of cereal he eats.
I feel like he's eating...
He seems like a Cap'n Crunch guy to me. I think it's kid cereal.
Yeah, like Lucky Charms.
He was not allowed to have it as a kid. Now he's like, I have $1 billion.
He eats all of the charms and leaves the rest.
Just
leaves the rest.
To rot.
Yo, he just doesn't care.
I was in Thailand this winter, and I was at a hotel, and they had like a buffet, and they had a thing that was only the marshmallows from Lucky Charms. I felt like the richest person in the world.
That's what Drake has.
Exactly. Yeah. He has someone pick the marshmallows out of his...
Drake is like a 13-year-old boy's idea of like a...
He's Richie Rich.
Yeah, totally.
Drake is Richie Rich. So he wakes up, he calls down with his walkie-talkie to get his charm cereal. Yeah.
Just the marshmallows.
Just the marshmallows.
Be clear.
He's eating that. Does he drink the milk?
I don't think so. I don't think he's the... I think he leaves like a significant amount of milk still in the bowl. I don't think he likes it to get too soggy.
Or do you think he gets like a chocolate milk on the side, or is he like a juice kind of guy, like a shake?
He probably gets a shake because
like
he's also, let's be real, he's like
he's buff now.
He's buff. He's swole, so he can't just be eating marshmallows only.
But we're gonna talk about Drake's workout routine in another episode, so I don't want to get too into it here. But Drake doesn't have the definition of somebody who's eating healthy. He's working out, but he's eating crap. That's my personal opinion.
Dan's laying it out there.
Well,
that episode's gonna be heated.
Yeah. He's up. He's eating Lucky Charms
He's getting ready for a big. He's a big sports fan. Getting ready for a big college football Saturday. He roots for all the teams to win. Absolutely. He does not have a favorite college football team. They're all his favorite.
He just likes the game. He just wants everybody to play well.
Everyone to win.
Yeah.
He wants every team to win.
And he's he can't take a stand. Well, he's. I mean, he likes sorority girls too, which is I mean, he like talks about that in songs. So like, he's
maybe not anymore. He's getting up in there.
He's 31 now. Weird.
Is it like the college girls?
Yeah, I don't know.
let's not cast aspersions on Drake. Okay, he's a fine guy.
So how are you saying that he's prep? What is he like watching Sports Center in the morning?
Yeah, he definitely is a Sports Center watcher. Turns on like probably the morning.
I bet he
game
watches.
Day.
I bet college he watches Sports Center and he like remembers what the sportscasters are saying, and then when he's with friends later, he's like, actually, if this guy keeps going, he could be one of the best players of the last 10 years. And he's just like, I heard that on SportsCenter. He won't tell anybody, but he's like, I heard that on SportsCenter.
He like turns aside and whispers that to himself.
Like, yeah. He took notes on his phone, and he's just like, oh, are you guys talking about Clemson? I have to go to the bathroom real quick. He was like, oh, you know how we were just talking about Clemson? Yeah, well, last year they had a guy who ran for 3,000 yards. So.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy.
All these years, Drake, we can't put one past you.
Okay. So he's watching SportsCenter. That takes him through his afternoon, maybe,
He's definitely watching some college football. Yeah. You know, he's getting his fill of that. Mm-hmm. Where does he go from there, though?
Okay, so now it's like the late afternoon, mm-hmm. 4 p.m. What's he doing there? I mean, he's probably got a big night planned. So at what point does he start getting ready for that?
Well, he definitely breaks out the hookah at this point if he's starting to get ready. If he hasn't already, but he probably hasn't. So maybe 4 p.m. is like hookah time.
I imagine at this point he busts out the hookah and he just takes out his Kevin Hart Blu-rays. Like, right now, he's probably watching Get
Hart.
Is this Kevin Hart Blu-rays?
Yeah, dude. I just looked through his Instagram. Like, the last three pictures are just pictures of Kevin Hart. Not even, like, with him. Just, hey, Kevin Hart's a great guy.
He's a big Kevin Hart guy.
Some deep research here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, deep research. I looked at his Instagram account for 5 seconds.
It's more than I did, obviously.
He posted one. September 15th, and it was just a picture of... Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry, he didn't. That was just one.
One is still more than I expected.
Wait, I thought there were pictures of Kevin Hart. Okay, but I think he's still watching Kevin Hart Blu-rays.
I mean,
I'm
that's
mistaken.
A good... All right.
Maybe I was looking at another Instagram account.
Well, so I think he's probably got some parties. Also, something to consider, too, is that OVO Sound is usually on Saturdays. So at some point, he's got to turn on... Beats One Radio to listen to the show that he's made.
Eric is a music journalist.
Yes. So, you know, he's got to listen to that at some point.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen
to his own show.
Do you think he like brings his friends in to tell him it's really good?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I bet there's like listening parties for OVO Sound.
I think there might be listening parties, but I also think that he like takes it super serious, and like if something is like just off or whatever, he gets really pissed.
Yeah.
He goes into the bathroom and locks it, and everybody's like, guys, leave Aubrey alone.
It's like watching game tape. I think he views a lot of things as like athletic endeavors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting.
So I feel like he records it and he feels good about it, and then Saturday comes around and he's like, all right, this is the big thing. This is what everyone's going to hear. And he listens to it. And he thinks about, like, how he can make, like, next week's better. Like, did he fuck up this? Did he fuck up that? You know, that sort of thing. I feel like he takes it very seriously. He takes himself very seriously, is my opinion. So why would this be any different?
Yeah, Drake does take himself very seriously. Even when he makes fun of himself, he takes that seriously.
Like everything is calculated. I can make fun of myself.
Yeah, everything's calculated. So I'm sure his Saturdays are super calculated mm-hmm. because of that. So he's going into this. He's like, okay, everybody, we're going to listen to OVO Sound Radio together.
Hence
the 10 a.m. The sunrise wake up.
You're saying
the marshmallows
into the early evening. Drake hasn't left his place at all.
Probably not. There's also probably some female companion.
Mm. There's probably people always milling about.
Yeah, Drake's
also,
got a house.
I imagine to go out for Drake must be like an ordeal. Like it's not like us where we're like, oh, I'm gonna make a run to Lowe's real quick. You know,
yeah, he
like,
can't just like just, run to the store.
Totally.
He can't go get
it's
like,
just
more milk.
It's easier to go send somebody.
Yeah. And I imagine he's got, I mean, he's got people to do everything for
him. Do you think that he like uses his friends in that way where he's like, oh man, I don't have any milk. And he'll like text his friends, be like, hey man, what are you doing? Like nothing. Like, oh, you want to come over? Yeah, 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 definitely. Oh, by the way, can you bring some milk? And then like while you're there, also I need butter.
Yeah, I need
and then,
some
like,
dish soap.
New carrots. Yeah. Send like some garbage bags. Yeah.
Yeah, could you?
You think he's like sending out like Majid Jordan and like the two guys out like to get his groceries or some shit? Like,
I guess so.
He's like, hey man, like I got this great song you guys can jump on. By the way, yeah, if you stop by the Whole Foods, which you should.
Which way are you going? You going past Whole Foods?
Yeah.
If you go, which that would really help me out. Like maybe you could just pick up some detergent and just
and
like
then roll by and then lay down these vocals.
Yeah. We'll definitely get to the vocals, but like I really need that detergent.
Yeah.
Like my owl sweatsuit is like a little bit musty and
so like I'm so excited. He'll like text like, oh, so excited to do those vocals. I just need to are you going past Walmart? Are you going past Target?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Drake takes naps?
Oh, Drake's a big napper. Drake's one of those guys who thinks that like he's like, oh, Leonardo
da Vinci sleeper
only slept for like 4 hours a day because he slept for like 20 minutes five times. And that's what he does. He's like every 3 hours, everybody knows like, oh, Drake's taking his 20.
So he doesn't sleep though then.
You think he's like a napper, like a Da Vinci napper where he like round the clock.
I think he reads those books of like how to succeed and
build. He definitely reads. I bet he like reads like
all
Stalin biographies.
We
got to
do an
stuff.
Episode on what he's reading for sure. Yeah. I bet like his apartment also is like littered with like GQ.
I bet you he definitely like read Art of War and was like, that was useful. Little mean, but useful.
But useful. Useful.
Useful, but a little mean because I don't think he like.
He read it on his phone and like screenshotted the best passages. And
yeah,
like
the most
sometimes.
Applicable things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So at this point, early evening, in the evening now, we're getting to the evening. He hasn't left his place, but he's going out tonight. I feel like at this point, he's starting to like think about what he's wearing. I think the focus.
I don't know. Does he think about what he's wearing or does he have people think about what he's wearing for him?
I think he at least has selections that need to be made.
Right.
Like, I think he's presented with options.
What do you think his closet's like? Do you think he's got walk-in closets?
He absolutely does.
Like, and they're just lined with, like...
I think it's, like, in Clueless when he's got, like Polaroids of what's in the boxes. You know, like, the shoes that are in the boxes, so he doesn't even have to open them.
I think his closet is probably just a slightly smaller version of, like, the OVO store that's in Toronto, but it's just, like, an exact replica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what he has in his house, because, like, why wouldn't you? You're fucking Drake. Like, you can do that, right?
If I was Drake, I would do that.
I would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just lined with lint rollers.
Lint rollers like, and like owl imagery, and it's just beautiful. And it's just like every time he goes to get dressed, it's like going shopping.
There's so many mirrors.
Yeah. Oh, so many.
There's just mirrors.
I actually think, too, he's got an additional level here. I think he's got like big like murals of himself, too.
You think he's got murals of himself?
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there? There was some Instagram that I watched of Drake's where
more
he was
Instagram
like a,
content.
It was like a video of him going through it through his apartment and like then like on the final one it was like a neon sign. What did it say? Something about Tupac, but then it referenced Drake. I gotta look it up. This is a bad story.
I think he's got like an oil painting of him like wrestling a bull by the horns, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's like inspirational things like that. But I also feel like he's self-aware enough to know that if he had actually had that stuff hanging up in his apartment or his condo or his house, he would seem corny or lame. And I think that he would. But like I also could see him having that. I don't know. Does Drake have a painting of himself taking a bull by the horns?
I think Drake has a grotto in his house.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's some Richie Rich shit.
Drake's House Tour 2017.
What's in it?
Let's see.
Rocks.
It looks like, yeah, like a grotto like that one at the Playboy Mansion. Did he just buy the Playboy Mansion? He's got like a theater.
Well, this is his
house
in LA.
That makes sense. He's got like a theater.
To watch his Kevin Hart
Okay,
Blu-ray.
It's like a big... Okay, yo, you want to hear something funny? I'm assuming that this video uploaded by Mr. Nickelodea is legitimate, and this is a real tour of Drake's house.
100%.
But
shout out to that guy. There's a living room, and there's like a whole wall mural of like the animal kingdom. So there's like lions and giraffes and bald eagles and shit. But then like there's a ATM in his house. And I feel like he would have that.
He definitely has an ATM he drives around his house.
Well, no, not an ATV.
A money machine. When I misheard that, I got it in my head that rode a four-wheeler around
his house. He probably does that too.
Yeah. It's got like a number six on the side.
A golf cart or something?
Yeah, definitely.
But he definitely has an ATM. He's definitely the kind of guy who's like, oh yeah, we're all betting on this pool game. Like, it's $1,000 if you want to just go take it out of that ATM right there, because I'm not going to spot you because I'm Drake. And then he's got a wine cellar. Again, like, this could just be some house that I have no idea. But he's got a closet.
Okay, so I bet Drake's wine cellar is fucking crazy.
It's nuts. Like, if this is it, I mean, like, look at that.
He probably low-key knows a lot about wine doesn't talk about it because it's, like, not super cool to talk about.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But
red wine over fed time.
Oh, how do we know this is Drake's house?
Wait, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
He's got bars about wine, you know?
But he definitely talked about, he used to talk about Moscato a lot, though, which is not a classic.
But that was when he was younger, though, so he's more refined now. Do you remember that video of him taking shots out? This is what I imagine, because this was probably a Saturday night. Yeah. There's a video a few years ago. Maybe it might have been right after.
It's called the YOLO Estate, just FYI. Go ahead.
This is all so questionable. The YOLO Estate with the ATM inside.
Yeah. Wait, there's only one way to solve this. Drake, if you're listening, have us out to your house.
We can do the podcast
there. I'll take money out.
We'll take money out. We'll bet on the pool games.
He has an ATM with wheels that Eric thinks he rides around his house and dispenses money.
Let Eric ride the ATM.
Let me ride
through
the ATM.
And we'll do the podcast. Drake, get in touch with. We got to get a phone number for
this. This is getting disrespectful, in my opinion. But continue.
Well, the video was right after Drake won his first Grammy, I think, or some Grammy at some point. But he got the Grammy and he was walking around pouring, like, what it was out of a styrofoam cup, but I don't really believe that Drake drinks lean. Right. But pouring this into the Grammy and then having like everybody take shots from the Grammy.
What do you
like,
think?
It's like pouring out of a Stanley cup.
Like pouring out with the horn. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was like kind of cool, but because it was Drake, it was like the lamest thing that you could possibly.
I feel like everyone does that though.
Yeah, but he was like really extra about it, you know?
It's the only way when you're drinking.
It definitely wasn't lean though, because like I feel like he saves all his sugar calories for the cereal.
His marshmallows.
Yeah, for his marshmallows.
Marshmallows. And then instead of milk, he used lean.
Yeah.
That's
gross.
We're getting, I just feel like he'd be
there's
too
only
lethargic.
There's only one way to find out, Drake. Have us to your house. There was a story last year, I think, that said that there was some like 22-year-old like vape expert on YouTube, like one of those kids who just like blows fucking rings and then like a arrow goes through the ring and then it like whips around and then it goes back out the ring. And he apparently like DM'd the kid and flew him to his LA place to teach him vape tricks. So like I don't have that knowledge. I have nothing to teach Drake, but like, you could teach me the vape tricks that you learned. Like, you could pass them down, like
vaping
Mr. Miyagi.
Vaping with Drake. That could be a good Viceland show.
What a great show. Rob, we would give you a show.
And we know you watch Viceland, so.
Rob, as an ambassador of Viceland, do you feel comfortable right now saying that we would definitely give Drake a Viceland show if he wanted it?
110%.
You heard it here on the podcast.
I know people
Drake,
in development.
We would give you a show on prime time, right after, like, right between Action Bronson and Deezus Amiro. Drake.
Vaping with Drake.
And your social media for the show would be great because I'd be in charge of it. Yeah. So, you know, look me up.
Win. @YC.
@YC. Check out my Twitter. See my work.
So, Drake, slide into those DMs.
Okay, so, all right, so it's Drake's dressed now to go out on Saturday night.
He went to his mini version of the OVO store. He picked out his outfit. I like to think he dresses himself. That's just my opinion.
I think he dresses himself. I mean, he's probably got friends who give him opinions, but
But it's mostly like, yeah, those are dope.
Yeah,
like,
sick,
they're not gonna be like,
you look sick.
You look like shit. imagine he's like, Drake jumps out of the closet. And he's like, yo, what's up with this outfit, man? What you think? And Weekend's just like, you look like shit.
He's like, hey, boy.
They don't even hang out like that anymore. That's like an old joke.
No, it's over. That's for the real heads.
Yeah. It's a dated Drake joke.
Real owl heads.
Yeah, real owl heads.
So now he's dressed. He's lint rolled up.
I bet he's got dates. I bet Drake, well, I bet he does probably club appearances on Saturday night.
Why not?
Of course. But I feel like Drake might be a guy who does dates on Saturday nights. You know,
Drake seems like he'd be really annoying to hang out with because he'd be like, oh, meet me at the club. But when you go to the club versus like when Drake goes to the club, you're like, he just walks right in. He goes to like a roped off area. You have to like get there early because you got to get a parking spot. You got to wait on the line. You got to maybe get in. You pay to get in. And then once you get in, it's like you have to wade through all the people and you're not going. You don't have the same access as him. So you're just and Drake's like, are you here? And you're like, oh, man, I left, man. I'll catch you later.
So you think he's like one of those like inconsiderate club friends?
Yeah. Or no, he just doesn't realize what he's doing.
Oh, because he's just like,
he doesn't realize that other people are less
famous. Long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he's at the club then being annoying.
Looking at his phone a lot. Because there are lots of pictures of him in the club looking at his phone. There's so many.
Looking at his phone.
Relatable.
No, with it, but...
He's looking at memes of himself.
Showing... He's at the club and he's showing people memes of himself on his phone. Like, he's like, hey, Dan, look at this funny meme of me vaping. And you're
like
that's,
you're like, what?
Drake, I know.
You made that?
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, I seen it.
Look at it.
No, I seen it. I seen it earlier.
And it's the worst kind of guy to hang out with.
Well, I hate to cut us off, but we have talked about this for an entire episode, and we didn't even get till 11 p.m. Next time, what Drake Saturday evenings are like, we got to talk about it.
Well, he's nocturnal.
This has been October's Very Own, a noisy podcast about Drake with me, Dan Ozzie, Eric Sunderman, and Rob McRae. So we will see you next time.
Thanks.